three people ended up injured as a result of this incident. Daniel, unfortunately, ended up dying. Niall has received significant injuries to his arm, and Nigel had a back injury, which fortunately he's now fully recovered from. But this is an incident which took place involving an argument over a female. It has escalated into completely unnecessary violence, leading to the needless death of Daniel.
And what sort of effect has this had on those others that were injured, Daniel's friends? Presumably they've been needing support and they must be quite traumatised and obviously upset by this.
Yeah, quite understandably, Daniel's friends were present. They saw what took place and some of them have found it quite difficult to deal with. But that said, they are making a recovery. They've supported us through the prosecution case and acted as witnesses, which has assisted us to gain the guilty verdict and this fantastic sentence today.
And as you say, you know, people are now being held accountable for what happened to Daniel and his friends. I mean, are you pleased that you're able to take those people to court and get the outcome that you have?
Clearly, we will never be able to bring Daniel back for his family. However, to identify the offenders, successfully prosecute them and bring them to justice is the best satisfaction that I can give them.
And in terms of the investigation, you know, were there any main challenges? You know, what were the main things that hindered it?
An investigation in a nightclub is challenging. People are there to enjoy themselves. The CCTV was present, but it was a very dark nightclub. But we were able to track a lot of the people that were present down. They did support us with witness statements and they did attend the court to give their evidence at the trial, for which I'm really, really grateful.
And as you say, you know, this has been quite a high profile case in the city. I mean, did you have a lot of interaction from the public and from the community in Coventry offering their help and what they might know about the case?
Yes, people did come forward to us. We did identify other people and we located them. But the people generally that were at that nightclub have come forward to assist us in this investigation. And that's not only in the city of Coventry, but from other places around the country as well.
And again, in terms of the investigation, finding, you know, who was guilty, there's a large group involved in this. And from following some of the trial, there seemed to be a lot of blaming each other or blaming someone else, trying to absolve themselves. Was that what you experienced in questioning, and how difficult did that make it? You know, lots of defendants.
It's an incident that involved a fight, so it's always difficult to identify exactly who did what, and there has been a lot of blame on other people. However, with the CCTV and also some photographs which were taken by a professional photographer, coupled with the witness accounts, we were able to piece together what took place and identify who did what, which was the evidence that was presented to the jury.
And as you say, you know, we have one person found guilty of murder, we have manslaughter in there as well, we have, you know, violence, all sorts of different charges which have been brought against these people. I mean, do you think that this is a clear and stark warning from the police that knife crime, whether it ends up with a fatality or not, isn't tolerated in Coventry?
Yes, knife crime will absolutely not be tolerated. Those offenders that feel it is appropriate to go out on a night out and take a knife with them, a knife that they may use, should take this as a warning that those offenders will be located, they will be prosecuted, and as we can see, will be given lengthy custodial sentences.